The Villa of the Quintili, the biggest residential complex on the outskirts of Rome, is located in an area bounded by the Via Appia Nuova to the northeast and the Via Appia Antica to the southwest. This archaeological area, purchased by the state in 1985, covers an area of about 24 hectares, in which a further 4 hectares of the estate of Casale di Santa Maria Nuova was subsequently incorporated, after being purchased in 2006, becoming an integral part of the area. Today, the villa can be accessed from both the Casale di Santa Maria Nuova on the Via Appia Antica and an old farmhouse on the Via Appia Nuova. The old farmhouse has been restored and converted into a visitor centre and small museum, exhibiting some beautiful objects unearthed during excavations in the villa. These include a statue of Zeus enthroned, inspired by the image of the Capitoline Jove, a large statue of Niobe, found during the 2005 excavations, decorative elements and furnishings, painted wall plaster and coloured marbles, architectural elements and stucco work, as well as objects of everyday use. We know the name of the owners of the villa, the Quintilii brothers, Sextus Quintilius Condianus and Sextus Quintilius Valerius Maximus, thanks to the stamps on the lead water pipes. They were members of a high-ranking senatorial family, originally from Phrygia in Asia Minor, who became consuls together in 151 AD. However, several years later, under the reign of the Emperor Commodus, 180 to 192 AD, the brothers were accused of conspiring against the emperor and sentenced to death. Their property was confiscated, and their villa on the Appia was incorporated, together with another huge property, the Villa of the Sette Bassi on the Via Latina, in the vast imperial estates. This change of ownership to the Emperor Commodus and his successors is evidenced by the size of the buildings, the richness of the decorations, the quality of the sculptures, and the refinement of the wall and floor decorations, which are still partly visible today. In the Middle Ages, the area became property of the church, and in the 12th century, it was incorporated in the same estate as the farmhouse, later called Casale di Santa Maria Nuova. Archaeological excavations were carried out from the Renaissance, when the area surrounding the villa became known as Statuario, bearing witness to the enormous amount of sculptures and statues unearthed there. In the 18th century, Pope Pius VI ordered the first archaeological excavations for finding Greek and Roman artworks, which became part of the collections of the Pius Clementine Museum, the Louvre, the Glyptothek in Munich, as well as private collectors. In 1797, this and the other estates in the area, incorporated in the property of the Hospital of the Santissimo Salvatore, under the name of Roma Vecchia, Old Rome, were purchased by the Tolonia family. The villa comprised a number of sections. There was a central complex, with residential and reception purposes, buildings for circus shows, theatrical performances and gladiator games, a scenic garden flanked by covered walkways, a nymphaeum along the Via Appia Antica, near the ancient entrance to the property. The central complex features a succession of rooms, alternating with courtyards and porticoed gardens. This section also features the huge structures of the baths, the Frigidarium, which still preserves its multicoloured marble flooring, the Tepidarium, with its clearly visible wall heating system, and the Calidarium, with a large hot pool. There was also a ludus, a training area for gladiators, consisting of an oval structure near the Calidarium, a theatre in the southern part, which was later transformed into an apsed hall after the death of Commodus, and a circus. In between the central complex and the Via Appia Antica, there was a vast garden, adorned with statues and marble furnishings. Here, near the ancient entrance to the villa, is a nymphaeum, a monumental fountain which in the Middle Ages was fortified for defence purposes. The water supply was ensured by numerous cisterns and an aqueduct, of which sections are preserved, both inside the archaeological area and near Rome's ring road. Near the old farmhouse, called Casale di Santa Maria Nuova, the emperor's personal guard was probably stationed, with a bathhouse, of which the excavations have unearthed a number of rooms decorated with black and white mosaics depicting gladiator fights and circus games.